This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. Hey, what's that junco doing on my back deck? The slate-colored junco is a Canadian bird that rarely migrates farther than Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. So why do they show up at bird feeders in winter in western North Carolina? That's part of the incredible story of the biodiversity of our region. When the southern Appalachian Mountains were formed from the collision of continents millions of years ago, folds and faults formed in northeast-southwest alignments. During the last ice age, 10,000 years ago, suitable habitat for northern species of plants and animals shifted south, and this geological alignment allowed for easy migration. When the glaciers receded, some of these species survived in the highest elevations of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And over time, they evolved into distinct subspecies that were found nowhere else, such as the North Carolina flying squirrel. Over 4,000 species of plants, 2,000 species of fungi, and 500 species of mosses and lichens have been documented in our region. And there are more species of salamanders here than any other place in the world. And Grandfather Mountain, a microcosm of the region, has 16 distinct ecological communities, including the endangered spruce forest. Spreading avens is another example of a remnant glacial plant unique to our region. This hardy herb grows on vertical rock faces with northern exposure, and it's found only above 4,200 feet in East Tennessee and western North Carolina. And what about that junco? Well, thanks to the diverse microclimates here, they can simply travel up and down the mountain elevations with the changing seasons. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our western North Carolina mountains and foothills.